بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. از کورنگ دا ہیڈ ریکمینڈیڈ ایکٹ آف اسلام؟ سم تھنگ وچ از ریکمینڈیڈ بائی اسلام فار مین؟ دس از دا کوشچن دیٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو ٹیکل ٹوڈے. اینڈ سنس دس از ریگارڈیڈ ایز این امپورٹنٹ اسلامک کسٹم اینڈ امپورٹنٹ اسلامک ریچول اور امپورٹنٹ اسلامک ایتھکیٹ وچ مسلم مین شوڈ اڈاپٹ, دس از ریگارڈیڈ بائی مینی مسلم اسکالرز. سو دیئر فور اٹ از اسینشیل ٹو سی ویدر دیر از اینی پازیٹیو ڈائریکٹیو ریگارڈنگ اٹ ان سورسز آف اسلام. Now, if we study the Quran and the true ahadith of the Prophet, the sahih ahadith of the Prophet, we find that there is no such directive which exists in any of these sources which positively says that Muslim men have been obligated, it has been made mandatory upon them to cover their heads in their normal lives or even in rituals of worship, for example, in the prayer. There is no such directive. Now, if the Prophet in his own times covered his head with a turban, he wore a turban, or he covered his head in his daily life or in the prayer, then we have to see this as his personal dislike and also a personal like, and also as a manifestation of his own cultural norms and the various norms which the society of his times followed. And even after him, we find that covering the head by the men was something which was regarded as a very, very honorable and a very positive thing and a very respectable thing in various societies and various cultures. Not only Muslim cultures, but non-Muslim cultures also. However, it has to be realized that it is only and only a cultural thing. There is no religious directive in favor of covering the head for men in any source of Islam. It has not been mentioned in the Quran. Neither has the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it mandatory upon his followers in any way, or even recommended them to wear something which covers their head, neither in the prayer nor in their daily lives. So therefore, we have to make a distinction between culture and religion. Covering the head could be something which relates to culture. And today we see that this culture has also changed. The expressions of respect have also changed. So therefore, if the new generation of today does not cover its head in the prayer, in worship rituals, or in their normal daily lives, then they cannot be said that they are doing something objectionable. And our fathers and our mothers and our people who belong to our previous generation must realize this, that they cannot and they should not condemn their children and their next generation for not covering their heads in the prayer or in their daily lives, because they should realize that this is actually no directive of religion at all. Islam has not given any directive in this regard, and it has left this thing to the culture and circumstances of various societies. So it is absolutely certain that covering the head for men is no religious directive at all, and men have been left absolutely free in this regard. They can adopt any manner that they want. They can adopt any of the etiquette. They cover their heads if they want to, and they can leave it uncovered. It's totally up to them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.